Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Sandra Mendez, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her account and life. So tonight's topic is going to be about 5 things nobody tells you about losing weight. So how many of us have always come to the conclusion, I need to lose weight? I assume a lot of us have come to the realization, whether we stood on a scale and saw an unwanted weight size, a medical doctor referencing being obesity and recommending that we lose weight. Whatever the reason may be, always come to the conclusion, and as a result, we have to revamp our lives to either an exercise routine, healthy diet, and keep track of our weight goals. So the most challenging part is when we have to remain motivated and consistent. I know I've personally gone through a high and low emotion in regards to working out and losing weight. However, I will never forget when I hired a trainer about a year ago. It was the best investment ever. I had a wonderful and upbeat trainer who literally will keep me motivated and working out daily. It was an amazing experience. The trainer I've hired was so supportive and actually cared about me reaching my weight goals. In addition to helping me reach my weight goals, my trainer helped to assist with meal preparation because weight loss and a healthy diet went hand in hand, as they would say. Nonetheless, I say all this to say our idea to lose weight has more precedence than actually getting motivated and doing the work. So in my opinion, the choice starts with acknowledging, accepting, and then taking action. In spite of how you feel, taking the first step in doing something as small as going on a long walk outdoors and motion stretch can make all the difference in getting you started and motivated, including the allotted time and dedication you intentionally set aside for your overall well-being. If you're thinking about losing weight or getting fit, I encourage you to get started and focus on the exercise routine you will accept and commit to wholeheartedly. Tonight's topic of discussion, once again, is on the 5 things nobody budges to tell you about losing weight. So the first thing is that I want to bring to my listeners' attention is that it's results and consistency. It takes time. And the only reason why I'm saying that as the first results and consistency take time is because normally when people start out, you know, and they get into the groove of working out, sometimes it may be moderate, sometimes it may be intense to light, but however way you do the workout, you know, whatever routine you choose is, a lot of times and most times when you are feeling good and you're in the groove and you're doing all of the workout exercises and you're working out your muscles and things of that sort, and you're really feeling good. You're feeling like you're putting in some work. You might feel like at the end of the day of your workout, you feel a little bit tired, but some people might feel a little bit energized. To each its own, right? But at the end of the day, what nobody don't tell you is that when you start out working out, your muscles, your body is going to be sore. It's going to be so sore. And a lot of times it will feel like a bus ran over you or somebody just been pounding on your body, depending on how intense you do the workout. So nobody tells you that. You find that out on your own. But that can be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. It could be a good thing in reference to being able to compress and lose the fat and to be able to stretch your muscles. That could be a good thing. So when you're feeling a little bit tense and sore the next day, it just means that you need to work out again to get your body in that routine. So nobody tells you that. And that may be the immediate results that you get from your body responding to the workout. But when it comes with losing a weight, it takes consistency. And a lot of times people might think that, oh, getting on a scale and just doing one intense workout one day, 2 days, or 1 week is it. No, you have to keep the momentum going. So one of the things that I want to bring to my listeners' attention is that when you make the choice to lose weight, you're making a lifestyle adjustment. Okay, it's something that you're going to have to fit into your routine, whether it's at the top of the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, you're getting that workout in, or after work, depending on your life and family situation, you're going to work out and get it in. You know, however way you fit it into your schedule, you're making the adjustment to lose weight specifically and taking action towards it. Then the next thing that you're going to do is changing your diet. As I said before in the introduction, that working out and changing your diet goes hand in hand to something healthy, because you can't be eating junk food and think that, oh, you know, I can eat whatever I want because I'm working out on a routine base. It's gonna be counterproductive to you losing your weight or slow the process down. You don't want that. So to get good results, healthy results, better results, you're gonna want to change your diet to go hand in hand with your working out. Okay, so once you get into the groove of things, you're starting to do meal preps, you're starting to plan out your meals, plan out your workout exercise routine for the week. So once you get into that that groove, you then fall into that category of having a workout regimen, you know, because you're doing it on a routine base and, you know, your body is starting to get adjusted and you just have this momentum going along with the consistency. Okay, so then thereafter, as I said before, is the scale. The scale isn't a place for you to focus on, to be on some, whoa, it's me, I am fat, or whoa, it's me, I'm obese, or oh, whoa, it's me, you know, my weight is not where I want it to be, you know. So instead of that, you have to look at the scale as a compass to keep you aware and on track of your weight analysis, so you could just get a rough draft of where you're at and where you're going, your desired result as far as your weight loss go and what weight you want to be. So look at your scale as a compass for your weight analysis, not as something to judge and rule your whole life. No, you don't want that, because that's just a recipe for a disaster. Yes, indeedy. And then lastly, you want to gradually get yourself into a workout routine and exercise, and do exercise modifications, which are important for beginners. So when you're starting out, going from light to moderate to intense, you want to start out with something light and build up to moderation and then intense. Once your body can, you know, take on, you know, the extra minutes, the extra hour, or whatever the case might be, you want to work up to it. So you might say to yourself, I'm going to do 5 minutes today, and then tomorrow I'm going to do 10 minutes to push it, and then after 10 minutes the next day I'm going to push it to 15 minutes, and then by the fourth day I'm going to push it to 20 minutes until you could be doing a whole hour's work of workout, you know. So that's how you start off. You start off small, and once again, and as I always say, don't ever despise small beginnings. Don't ever do that. Okay, so you want to start out small. So moving along to what may work for one person may not work for you. That's something else nobody tells you. You come into, you know, let's say you go in a group session and you're doing a Zumba class with somebody. Everybody is different weights and size, but everybody is coming to enjoy the class and do a workout. Now, just given a scenario, At the end of the day, you know, you might have a person that's really fit and nice and just want to come to the class and enjoy it. Then you might have another overweight person that's just, you know, enjoying the class too. But then you guys are looking at each other in the Zoom, you know, exercise routine and like, oh, she's small, but the girl, like, she's big. And it's like, okay, what have you? Does it really matter? We all come in here to just work out and do our thing, you know? So now that's one aspect of where you shouldn't compete where you don't compare, or don't compare yourself to anybody else just in general, on a general base. But then let's say you have a working group and, you know, a working partner, and her goals may be different from yours, and how she go about losing her weight, she might just need to tone up. But you, on the other hand, you might have to actually bring down some pounds and have to know what techniques, what exercises that you need to do that's tailored to you losing the weight, you know? So that's why I say that one person's workout routine may not work for another person, so to each its own. You gotta find your zone and what works best for you, okay? So everyone's workout ability to lose weight is different. You have to understand that and know what you're getting yourself into, especially if you do have a workout partner. Don't be comparing yourself to your partner. You guys go to the gym to support each other and support each other and finding the modifications, you know, exercise modifications or exercise routine that's fitting for both of you guys, whether you are doing the same exercises or not, but something that is going to help each other remain healthy and to remain fit and motivated. Those are the things that are most important, okay? Another thing is that weight loss and fitness is a constant choice that you have to make. Every time when you're going to work out, you have to say that you're doing it for you. You're doing it for the betterment of you, for you to be energized, for you to be healthy, and for you to make health conscious decisions about yourself moving forward. So that way you don't just be eating anything or doing anything that's going to go against the nourishment of your body, whether you input in it or output, whatever the case might be. You want to be mindful and conscious and aware of what you're doing to maintain your bodily vessel, okay? And then it says, I wanted to say is that your goal for weight loss may be different compared to another person, as I said. And what they also don't tell you is that when you're going through a transitional phase and you're losing the weight and the pounds are coming off, purchasing clothes may be very expensive during your transitional phase of weight loss, whereas it may not be for another person. Buying, purchasing clothes may not be a problem, but I am telling you is that, you know, you go through that transitional phase, and sometimes and most times you have to get a whole new wardrobe in order to accommodate your new size, you know, and sometimes that can be expensive depending on a person's style and taste. Okay, and then meal planning and preparation works for everybody. So that's not a one thing. What works for one person may not work for another person. No, meal planning and preparation works for everybody. You know, as far as, you know, planning what you will eat and what you won't eat in order to maintain your diet and workout routine. Okay? Now, moving along to number three is that what nobody tells you when you are working out is that intense workouts are not a requirement. Some people thinking that, oh, when I have to work out or I have to get it in, I gotta do it cold turkey, or I gotta just get and dive right on in and just do it. No, baby. If you don't plan, you know, then it's like, if you don't plan to succeed, then you plan to fail. And I tell you this only because when you put yourself on the high rolling, you know, the advanced intense workout, it can lead to feeling burnt out or it can lead into unexpected injuries, and you don't want that. So as much as you may be motivated, like, hurrah, I can do this, I'm going to do this, you know, and I feel so motivated that I'm going to do this, and you go ahead and do it, and you are doing it, but then after a while, you get all tired, out of breath, and, you know, you can't even go on into doing the next exercise or even enjoy the whole ambiance of working out. You know, so you want to be careful and do things in moderation. Okay, and then moving along to boosting weight loss can lead to feeling fatigued and overwhelmed. That can also happen as well. You know, when you you have this whole charge and this boost of wanting to lose weight, it can lead into you being overwhelmed and extremely hungry. Okay, so another factor is that intense workouts may encourage inconsistency or for someone to quit immediately. After the first, they put all they charged, you know, all the energy into that one workout, and then boom, they pass out and that's it. It's like, bye-bye. And they just go to sleep because they so out of energy because they put so much effort into that one exercise routine. Okay, and that may lead to a person wanting to quit. And like I said before, unexpected injuries can happen if you don't know what you're doing, especially for those people who watch other people on social media as far as when they're working out and what they're doing. You can't do that. Okay, and then adjustments to workout regimens and routines take time, thought, and energy. So that's why I said that you have to plan your workout regimen before you actually do any executions. Okay, and then moving along to workouts are supposed to be in stages from beginning to advanced. That's what nobody tells you, you know, and this is all the person's choice of preference to do when you are in a workout regimen or routine. You know, you have to do it in moderation, okay, step by step. And then number four, what nobody tells you when you are working out is having a support group when working out is essential to losing weight, okay? You know, as I've been mentioning before, having a workout partner is good to have, but it's essential at times because it keeps you motivated and have someone to keep you accountable for your workout goals and just going to, you know, work out. And, you know, days when you feel like you don't want to do it, you have your partner to motivate you to, like, come on, let's do it, let's go. And that can just change the whole vibe, you know. So being around people who is supportive and motivate you ensures compliance with workout goals. A workout buddy will encourage you to be accountable for weight loss goals, indeed. And health and fitness will become fun and so exciting, yes. And then not everyone will be supportive of you. That's what people don't tell you. And sometimes you may develop haters because you're on a weight loss journey and it changes the way, it changes how you will be as a person, you know, as far as your appearance. And some people don't like all the hard work that you put into achieving your weight loss goals, you know. So that's something that nobody tells you, is that sometimes people will secretly hate on you and be a hater, you know. And then lastly, the point of keep it going and not quitting makes a lot of difference. So every time when you think about giving up, like, oh, I don't see no results. I've been working out all week so hard and I'm still at the same weight. At the end of the day, you know, it's like I said, it's not about focusing on the scale. It's about getting into that workout routine and staying consistent and keep going and not quitting. Because just believe you me, before you even know it, you may not have seen results in 1 week. By the second week, you may realize that you lost 10 pounds. And you like, how did I lose that 10 pounds? When last week, it seemed like I was still on the same, you know, the same weight as I started with. So sometimes you got to give yourself time because the way your body metabolizes is different. The way, you know, the fat, you lose the fat in your body may be different from how other people lose the fat in their bodies, okay? So that's something to pay attention to and to be aware of. And lastly, number five is what nobody tell you when you are working out is that when you plan and you keep a progress report on workout routines, it is essential to the success of you losing weight. That's what nobody tells you. That's why it's good to have a trainer sometimes, because your trainer will keep you on track of what you need to be doing, how you need to be losing the weight. But when you do it for yourself individually, like you keep a progress report as far as habit tracker, as far as drinking water, going to exercise on the days that you say that you will go and exercise, those things are so important. Okay, so a maintenance plan is essential to working out and staying on track, for sure. And keeping track of calories intake and outtake is important to maintaining your desired weight. So what that means is that when you lose the weight, baby girl or baby boy, you got to consistently do that workout routine and keep up the momentum, because believe you me, if you're not careful, you'll gain all that weight back, and then all that hard work will go to waste. So you want to be able to keep the momentum, and that's what's the whole point of keeping a workout regimen and routine. Okay? All right. Now, having a nutritional specialist is important to changing your diet. That's if you can afford it as well, or a trainer. You know, those things are important when you are really serious about, you know, losing weight. I feel like when you have a nutritional specialist, they can tell you what you need to be eating, you know, and what you don't need to be eating, specifically tailored to you, opposed to a trainer. Well, a trainer could tell you where you need to lose weight and what part of your body and what body type you are, what category you fall in. You know, so those are the benefits of having a nutritional specialist and having a trainer on deck. Okay, and then lastly, purchasing an exercise tracker is also important, like having like a Fitbit or Apple Watch. Those things are also good to keep the momentum of your workout going and things of that sort. And as I've been saying from the top of the show and the beginning of the show, taking before and after photos are amazing, because people can see the progress that you've made through all the hard work when you take a before and after photo, and see how consistent and constructive you were in your workout routine. And then sometimes people might keep a vlog to document their workout journey, which is excellent because it could motivate and get another person working out started and on their routine, you know. So this was a wonderful show on tonight about five things nobody tell you about losing weight. And believe you me, when I mentioned about when you get into the groove of doing that workout and everything, in the beginning, your muscles is going to be shot, your body's going to be shot and sore. Shot meaning like you're gonna feel like you can't move, you know, and you're gonna feel all sore and like like you can't move. But once you work it out, know that once you work out that pain and you do the same exercise again, eventually that pain that you feel is going to wear off and muscle is going to build up. So that's what I wanted to mention for my listeners to keep in mind, because I know everybody who ever went on a workout routine experienced this. It's not just me. So when you have big gaps and not working out, and then you keep going, stopping and going and stopping and going, you know, you putting your body through a shock when you do that. So you have to be consistent in the workout, and it must become a artsy craft, you know, be crafted a part of your lifestyle and journey in life. Okay, so with that being said, I thank you all for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Bye-bye.